This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And in the future, we're all banking on how AI will change everything, banks in particular, hence the banking pun. JP Morgan, in particular, is devoting a significant part of its tech budget to innovative technologies such as artificial intelligence. Taking artificial intelligence to the bank after these tech headlines. The Journal reports that advertisers are beginning to shift spending on search ads from Alphabet's Google toward Amazon, a sign of how the online retailer is capitalizing on becoming the top destination for consumers' product searches. Case in point, WPP, the world's largest ad buyer, spent about $300 million on behalf of its clients on Amazon search ads last year, and about 75% of that money came from Google search budgets. Amazon still has a long way to go to catch Google, which had 78% of the $44.2 billion of the U.S. search ad market in 2018. If you're wondering where Samsung's hopes and dreams lie, it's in chip sales that aren't just a memory. Demand has dried up in recent months, deflating prices for two major types of memory chips. And Samsung has a unique chip problem. It's got too many of them piling up unsold. When demand is strong, chip makers stash about 3 to 4 weeks of inventory, but Samsung is now sitting on reserves up to double that time frame. Samsung held the title as the world's largest chip maker by revenue for the past 2 years, ending a nearly quarter century reign by Intel. But the journal notes that with the memory pricing slide, Intel's $70.6 billion revenue this year is expected to surpass Samsung. And entering the world of video gaming, Snap. It's joining other tech companies in a rush to attract users who are increasingly socializing in Fortnite and other multiplayer games that double as online communities. Snap said its Snapchat app will now include multiplayer games, and it said its first original game will be called Bitmoji Party. It plans to offer a series of other games developed by partners. The journal notes how games have become a major time suck in recent years, stealing mind share from all walks of entertainment. Case in point, Netflix in January said in a letter to its shareholders that it competes with and loses to Fortnite more than it does to HBO. Coming up, banking on an AI future and how JP Morgan is doing its part to lead the way. Big banks are bracing themselves and embracing an AI future. JP Morgan Chase in particular is pushing ahead with one big plan to feed decades and decades worth of client data into smart tech. At the Wall Street Journal's recent WSJ Pro Artificial Intelligence Executive Forum in New York, Manuela Veloso, head of artificial intelligence research for JP Morgan, explains why this moment in time is so cutting edge for artificial intelligence.
Currently, there is a lot of interest on this processing of data, on the fact that we can, in some sense, magically have a computer understand much more about the data that it perceives through cameras, through microphones, through gathering of data of all different natures, these multimodal. And basically, that's a big excitement in the field of AI, to be able to extract so much understanding and extract information that then is fed into another computer program, and they go hand in hand, that this computer program has defined in some sense where are the objectives of the choices of actions that can be done for decision making. And then eventually it actually actuates and gets feedback. And this whole cycle of sensing or the data processing, the cognitive aspect, the decision making, and the actual actuation is always improving. So that's somehow the excitement of today.
However, there are still many scientific and technological advances that still need to be made, and it's still a very long road ahead.
How do we actually provide the service to clients of all different natures, clients that are of, you know, corporate clients, large individuals, small individuals? Look at the spectrum. And now AI has this ability to eventually help the humans that provide these services have much more like personalized information, and they can target their service much better. So I I'm not going to really focus as much on electronic trading, which has been going on for many years, but everything that goes around, the actual services, the actual ability to alert clients for opportunities. So currently a lot of this is done by humans in their kind of like interaction, amazing interaction with clients and their services. But that's one of the goals for us, is to try to understand how AI, and we are developing techniques for AI to help in these client service and helping the clients of all natures. I mean, and this personalized aspect, it's not just the big, it's not just the small. It's how do you actually make this portfolio of clients equally served by through AI technology.
Data remains at the top of the list of challenges, and according to Veloso, a lot of legacy data needs to be cleaned up in order to be used in new smart systems.
Instead of collecting the data and train a system with all the data, we train multiple systems. And we might train, we have this data that is being used to train a classifier number one, a classifier number two, K classifiers, and then we use them all in parallel, and you vote. And then, through this feedback, magically, again, you are going to find out the ones that are more aligned with the values of today, with the needs of today, and the others die off by themselves. And so you try to understand that legacy can be broken into pieces, and eventually you can, through experience, even learn which legacy is relevant and which legacy is not.
That leaves us with another underlying issue with information: data transparency and the risk of bias.
Acknowledging that the data is in fact biased, but we are trying to develop techniques to unbias the data as much as possible, including like this principle-based data and eventually feedback. But there is nothing else we can do because we are not observing, we are not feeding data that is observing a natural phenomena like where the sun rises and the sun sets or the temperature of the universe. We are actually feeding data that's produced by humans, which probably have biases, and therefore the only way to do this is like actually investigating how can we find other mechanisms to unbias the data, and that's what we are doing. So it's an acknowledgement that this is a fact, but we are not going to be there, stop there. We're going to go beyond and solve the problem, hopefully.
You can read more about WSJ Pro's Artificial Intelligence Executive Forum and the latest in AI at WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.